Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
I'm going to predict a Melbourne Storm try, Maureen.
All right. Well, they've got a
trick play here.
They feed the scrum. 20 seconds left in the game. Melbourne 28, Gold Coast 14. Now, out of the scrum, it comes to Johns. He finds his winger. Tanamapea in the corner. I'm telling you, Johns has got to finish in the points here. Johns has got to finish in the points.
That's why Brownie should be a head coach. Mate, but he doesn't want to be.
Just a little stab in the dark, Ros Maroon. Play one from the scrum.
Play little one from the
these
scrum.
Days and it's quite fitting into the, you know, Cooper Johns has said, in my opinion, I don't know, it's the best game I've seen him play in first grade, and probably at a most crucial stage for the Melbourne Storm with them losing Papenhuyzen and giving them the ability to be able to play Munster at one if they want to. So great stuff from Cooper Johns. Nice finish. And look, I don't think the last 20 minutes of the game was the greatest contest I've seen, but Melbourne Storm got a nice, comfortable victory. If Jerome Hughes comes through okay, they'll take that. They'll bring Justin Olam back next week and their squad improves again.
Yeah, well, the whole second half without Jerome Hughes, obviously David Nofoloma, his first game for the
very
club.
Very good game.
He'll have Justin Olam inside him next week. So, mate, they're going to be a real hard side to stop. And if they can sneak into this top four, look out, look out.
Well, they've got Penrith next week minus both the halves.
Yeah, so they do.
You would think if Jerome's fit, definitely.
Oh, 100%.
You would think that Melbourne will pitch that one.
I reckon Bellamy would have had one eye on that week with Hughes now. That's why he didn't want to risk him for this second half.
Probably okay. Right there, Woodsy.
Kick predictor for the final time today, 32%. And, of course, we do it for Fergus. Tradies swear by it. Great to see Cooper Johns have such a footprint, such a handprint, such an involvement in this game. Melbourne 32, Gold Coast 14. Munster from the sideline, but it is back to the drawing board for the Gold Coast. Or do they just torch the drawing board and start again? Get a whole new drawing board. Get some sort of a whiteboard.
Get a whiteboard, yeah. That's
get a whiteboard in. Here's Munster from the sideline. It's going to be, well, it's not even going to go close in the end. But full time sees Melbourne beat the Gold Coast 32 points to 14. A Gold Coast Titans side that was spirited at times, but by no means did they deserve to win that game. And really, they didn't go close, Brownie.
Well, look, they struggled in the early part of the contest, and we all thought it was going to get away. And then, to the Titans' credit, they really fought back well. And then, again, Storm kicked away just before half-time. And, again, Titans fought back well. So you got to give the Titans a little bit of credit. You know, I've made the point a number of times, which is they're playing very, very inexperienced people in key positions. And when you're coming up against people like Harry Grant, Jerome Hughes and Cameron Munster, you know, for those younger players, it makes the game extremely difficult. And, you know, at the end of the day, the Storm had a comfortable enough victory, but yeah, at least the Titans had a shot for a team that's got no finals to play, and where they were at different stages of the game, at least they've had a go.
Woodsy, homeloans.com.au, who did you give the points to? The best and fairest when it comes to home loans?
Yeah, one point I gave to Big Nelson Sulphur Solomon. I thought he was damaging all night with his carries. He started off the game real strong. He had a big long stint to start the game in about 30 minutes. He normally has short stints and comes on twice, but and then when he came on the second half, he was outstanding. My 2 points went to Cooper Johns. I thought he really stood up tonight, especially in that second half when Jerome Hughes went down. He, you know, a couple of try assists, close to get another try for himself. And who else for 3 points? The freak, Cameron Munster. He was everywhere. Every time there was something happening in the game for the Storm, Cameron Munster's name was written all over it. So great game by Cameron tonight.
Okay, tomorrow we've got the Saturday scrum on air from noon, and then the Rabbitohs take on the Warriors. But it's Melbourne, easy victors over the Titans tonight. That's where we'll leave you. And, of course, AFL lovers, it's Melbourne Demons v Collingwood. On behalf of Nathan Brown, Woodsy, Christian Welsh and Anthony Maroon, enjoy your weekend as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Munster got it away to Ken Bromwich. Found Nofoloma. He's gone over in the corner. I think we'll go upstairs and have a look.
No, it's a great tackle from Fifita to knock the ball out.
Bromwich, Hughes, Kafusi, then Seve. Gets rid of one. Marion Seve. Beautiful tackle. 1 metre out. Last tackle, says the referee. Short side. Xavier Coates completely unmarked. I could have scored that. Coates at dummy half on the last. Back to Hughes from 10 metres out across the face of the uprights. Up goes Munster. Come
runs down beautifully with the ball.
Cross it goes to Jerome Hughes. Left again to Harry Grant. He sends it away to Johns. Johns a lovely ball to Ken Bromwich. Ken Bromwich straightens up, gets over, gets the ball down, and Melbourne strike again. Oh, Bo Firma plucks it out of the air, gets over. Hughes does so well to get under him. I think Firmore might have scored, and the Titans strike back. Somebody flew onto the ball. It was Herman Essie-Essie. Oh, that's a double movement. So I thought they said they're going to allow it. Right, yes.
I'm ready to cover Maroon.
Johns gets it away to Munster. Munster goes in, almost untouched. It's the Cameron Munster show tonight. Brimson's lovely little kick from Brimson. Kelly's there, and Kelly jumps on it for the Gold Coast Titans. And wow, who would have thought the Titans would score first in the second half? Tackle three, Grant, back toward the centres, Munster.
Genius.
Strolls over and puts it right under the post.
He is a dead set freak.
I'm going to predict a Melbourne Storm try, Maroon.
All right, well, they've got a
trick play here.
Now, out of the scrum, it comes to Johns. He finds his winger. Tanamapea in the corner. I'm telling you, Johns has got to finish in the points here.
That's why Brownie should be a head coach.
Stab in the dark, was Maroon. Play one from the scrum.
Full time sees Melbourne beat the Gold Coast 32 points to 14.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.